And they sit down, presumably, with their husbands and say, is it all right if I go out to work sort of two evenings on an alternate Saturday? And if he said, yes, all right, you do that, because it's going to be either therapeutic for you, it's going to be a financial aid to the family kitty or whatever, they make that decision, I don't do it. And I feel that in that circumstance, that they should be aware of their responsibilities in making that decision. Mm. You know, once they get into the system, you know, well, that's one thing that they should have in their mind. If they've got problems and they want to come and talk about it, we'll listen to them and help them where we can. But some people do tend, and we've had it over years, they make the decision, they come out, and then, you know, it's your problem. They always seem like they've got a bit of a chip on the shoulder, some of them, you know, and it's, well, it's your fault, I'm here doing this, you know, sort of attitude. And you have to remind them occasionally, well, I didn't snatch you up the street and drag you in, you know. You decided to come yourself.
Yeah. I mean, are there particular problems that have come up like that? I mean, is it about childcare or assault of violence
Well, I suppose the things are all contributory, yes, but I always feel that sort of you have a person who's got a fairly reasonable, intelligent approach to the situation, and you don't have too much trouble with that. But if you have sometimes a person who you feel has come to the conclusion that they need to get a job because they want the money, and probably that is the first incentive. And once having got into the sort of system, then they're pleased to have the money sort of thing, but everything else is a chore. And they've got to have some point, some focal point, to sort of have a bit of a niggle about. And usually the employer, you know, sort of it's your fault, you know, sort of thing. It's not a considered process of thinking, but you get this feeling, you know, that sort of, oh, here we go again, he's old moaning men, you know, what's the problem now?